gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/8/2021. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it is just getting to be just incredible. Here you go before your thing is, and I think my Skype is all on, and it shows that it's on, but it never connects or what have you. There's games being played, not at my satellite people who are doing a very good job, but at somewhere in between that are trying to preclude this show. Or to make it sound like it's goofy. Okay, so I'm coming to you live by other means, you know, in other words, basically a little phone, a little talking, you know what I mean? But the fact is that this stuff keeps going on and going on, because when you are in a situation to where the Lord Jesus and your relationship with him and him being your personal savior and you repenting and asking him to come into your heart to be your savior, when that becomes the problem, you see, who does it become the problem for? It becomes the problem for Lucifer, his minions, his demons, his six-fingered giants, his fallen angel crowd, the whole group of them, and their minions in the top of the executive branch of government, and on top of the military, and top of the intelligence groups, and top of all the different scenarios or sequences or sections of this U.S. government and of other governments throughout the world. And oh, now, I mean, it's just right here it is. This Javier Becerra, you know, basically has doubled down on the plans, and this is the big thing. Soldiers are going to be coming to your door to vaccinate you at gunpoint, okay? Basically, if you read National News with the health ranger, I believe, Mike Adams and others, Alex had a show on it, a lot of them, Steve's had a lot of stuff on about this. We've talked about this for years, and it's finally here now. And then Red China Joe, $12 a gallon man, whose son sells artwork to people he doesn't even know for $700,000 as fast as you can, okay? But oh no, he's kept from knowing exactly who buys his art, you know? Bull Bravo Sierra, you know? So it's now openly admitted, basically, that the government is keeping lists of those who are not yet vaccinated. And just today, Biden's health secretary, Javier Becerra, doubled down on the plans, claiming knocking on a door has never been against the law, and adding, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we could help dispel some of those rumors you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated. So they're going to be ready to vaccinate you, I guarantee you, right on the spot, or take you somewhere. But the fact is, what rumors? Okay? The rumors that the government would be knocking your door to coerce you into getting injected with a deadly bioweapon? That's not a rumor, Javier. That's an admitted fact. That's in the article here. All right? It turns out that it's a violation of the law for the federal government to trespass on private property and harass private citizens over their vaccination status. Robert F. Kennedy aptly states about this nefarious plan. It's a foreboding fork in the road to totalitarianism. We're now moving beyond propaganda stage into a very coercive program. Yet this is not going to be bullcrap, where federal agents appear in American homes with a menacing message. We know you, who you are and where you live. We have you now on our list, and we have your medical records, and we want your neighbors to know that you are dangerous. We don't recognize your property or privacy rights. You must take our untested experimental pharmaceutical product. If you want to end this harassment, you must submit to a risky medical intervention made by an unscrupulous company with no liability, and if you die or suffer permanent neurological injury, tough luck. Okay, that's about the size of it. The Biden regime's totalitarian plan to threaten Americans on a door-to-door basis is maxim of medical dictatorship where no human rights or civil rights are respected whatsoever. This is exactly what we've been warning about over the last several years, usually being mocked by the controlled left wing that repeatedly insisted there would never be door-to-door vaccination coercion campaigns in America. They even claimed there would be vaccine passports. There would never be vaccine passports or vaccine merit, and now we have all three. The dystopian future I warned you about is here from the Epoch Times. Door-to-door to vaccinate Americans this year. Door-to-door to confiscate guns next year. Ask Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican in Colorado. She's, I'll tell you what, she's a big, big, right-on-the-money speaker. And in 2021, the nine most terrifying words, the English language, are from the government. Have you been vaccinated yet? Representative Andy Biggs of Republican Arizona. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki. That Psaki is the red witch. Biden's red witch. Okay? Hacky Psaki. And she confirmed all this over the last few days in official statements. Biden's health secretary doubles down. They can't wait to round up the anti-vaxxers because they know people who resist deadly vaccines are the same people who tend to own guns and vote Republican. Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of interesting. I saw an interesting comment, and let me see if I can find that real quick, because it was quite a cogent thing, and it was, let's see if I can find that. I saw it, it was yesterday, basically, and let's see. Yeah, here we go. This is from my friend in the Cohasset Weather Research Bureau, okay? And they sent me something. Let's see here what we got. Let's see. Yeah, here we are. Here it is right here. And this is from a very patriotic, I believe, service member. Who is a woman, and this was off of, I believe, Twitter on 7/7, and it's attributed to Wendy Rogers of Arizona, and she says, if you trespass on my land and try to force vaccinate my family and me, you will learn multiple amendments of the Constitution at the same time. Well, that's quite an interesting statement, you know. And I read you always on numerous occasions. The Declaration of Independence and all the different things. And, you know, it's just incredible about the long train of, you know, abuse and usurpation. And maybe I'll just read that again real quick right now, because to me it just makes all the sense in the world. Let's see. But when a long train of abuses and usurpation pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the founding law of the land, the Declaration of Independence. That's how we got here. Anybody else tells you that that's radical or something like that, well, then you tell them that that is so be it, you know. And I was brought up speed by one of my brethren who watches Mimic as well, and I'd quit watching it for a while because they would shut off the real live feeds and the stuff that would allow you to see exactly what was going on, and they obfuscated it all or just tamped it down or turned it off. But now the Mimic, which is the tropical moisture program, Mimic TPW2, And this thing is rolling on and is showing the stuff, and there's big energy, particularly in the last day or two. There's been huge energy coming out of the Antarctic. Now, just now I'm looking at it, and it's not as pronounced as it was. And one of the reasons it's not is because we're talking about it. And a large number of people start to talk about it and see things about it. Then they start to change it to where you can't see it, or they modify the output. But basically, the amount of stuff being poured up from what I believe is the ancient power sources underneath the ice in the Antarctic region, and also in the Arctic, okay, in the Arctic regions, there's some stuff up there as well. But these things are being concentrated and were huge amounts of power 2 days ago or that night, 2 days ago, and then yesterday. And I sent out this to a few different people, and they took a look at it as well. And the fact is that this amount of energy is coming from an area down there that is, as Brother Quayle says, is where Lucifer has got his throne right now. And it's in the underground, under the ice, under the mountains, you know, civilization that was ancient, that had the high technologies to create these amounts of power, okay, because they need the power, and they're going to use that same power to open, and I talked to Brother Quayle about this, to open all of the gates and portals on the planet at the same time. Lucifer wants to open the gates, open the portals, and they need the energy to do that. And they're starting to do that and starting to do stuff to use it for the weather control. Remember, I told you, you know, if you remember that, some of you weren't even born then, but it's Flash Gordon. It was a movie in the 80s, kind of a stylized, you know, kitschy movie, Flash Gordon, hero of the universe. And they told the Flash Gordon story of all the different planets, the Mongo, the Hawkman, all the different things. And they have the evil Emperor Ming. And the evil Emperor Ming was played by Max von Sydow. And he's at the beginning of the thing. You see this guy looking at these giant screen TVs, much like they have in the hives and the, you know, the federal, you know, hives of the various big cities where they have all the federal government and your local state cops and your military and all kind of different people in these huge hives that are watching in real time all the cameras, all the stuff, all the things. But Max von Sydow, as the emperor, evil Emperor Ming, is showing this picture of planet Earth, and it shows, and he dials in, and he's got a control panel, and he dials in, and he says, hurricane, or tornado, or ice storm, or this, or that, or the other, okay? And consequently, you look at it, and on the screen appears people, you know, houses being blown away, hurricanes coming in, tornadoes, you know, baking heat, all this stuff. You also see him laughing and cackling as people are dying and what have you. And that is what Lucifer is basically doing. He's getting ready to cull the population. And the people that work for him, those in the top slots of government, highest level of banking and religion, okay, and other things, they're working with him hand-in-hand in order to reduce the population of planet Earth so that he can also try to steal souls to get his power and then to come onto the planet and have a tyrannical Luciferian government, all right, and run the planet until Lord Jesus, his archangels, come back and then slap him silly and put him down and all of his people down at Armageddon, all right? Well, we're coming up on that maybe quicker than what people think. And we're just a little bit away, a little bit away from food problems, from increased weather problems, and they've got to sell it to you as climate change and this change and that change. And there are natural cycles that do occur, let me tell you. There are things that do occur, but they are trying to enhance and hasten and create all of these they possibly can. I mean, when you see that it's 121 degrees in northern Washington or in British Columbia, and they're cooking mussels and clams right off the beach, okay, right in the beach while they're sitting in there in the sand, and they're cooking off, well, you know, you got a problem when you got all these different, the town of 121 degrees, and then all of a sudden it burns to the ground, okay? Well, there's other things that are being used. They're using lasers and directed energy weapons and all these kind of things. So when I tell you about this mimic, MIMIC, EPW2, that is the University of Wisconsin. It's a tropical. Here's the URL. tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, okay? But you can go to Tropical Moisture, MIMIC, Mimic, and you can go to University of Wisconsin. That'll pop you up to a search engine, will pop you up to that thing. You got to look around for it, and you're looking for real-time MTPW2, real-time MTPW2. And then you play around with that, and then you all of a sudden you get a colored map, and you see it in motion. I'm looking at the 180-degree. There are different domains. You can look at the different things like global, 180, global. Just kind of U.S. Let's look at that and see what it has here, okay? I'll look at that one right now, continental United States. That shows various things that are hitting very much the West Coast to push and preclude moisture from there from going in to the drought areas. But then it's causing to push it up and to come in down over the top, in through the Dakotas, and then across the top regions, and then up from the Gulf. It's coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and then circling around and making a new jet stream that is not the old jet stream, because that's been destroyed or precluded. So we do not have the natural weather patterns. All of this is designed to destroy crops, to create droughts. And I'm going to tell you, if you're out west, and the old scholar of my old scholar friend in Temecula, so they supposedly have a good groundwater supply, but nobody can figure out, you know, how much is in there now or whether it's the same, and nobody can get the information. So you better start storing water. The only thing I can tell you, people, and I'm trying to relate it to you, is that you need to be preparing continually. And now it's water, actually storing water, okay? You can get small, the water box, the stack, the different stackable type products. Those are excellent. Stack them up about 3-4 feet high, put them across the wall, you know. And then if you got a shelter, an expedient shelter in your basement, you put them in front of that. Well, then that would also help you to mitigate the effects of certain types of radiation, all right? So, like neutron radiation, like the neutron bomb that was given basically by George Herbert Walker Bush, according to the man that when Steve Quayle interviewed him, Mr. Cohen, that he said, I did that, but then Bush and them gave the Red Chinese access to Lawrence Livermore and carte blanche, and then all of that neutron weapon was given to the Red Chinese back then, all right? So when you see these new Pentagon statements about, oh boy, they could make a nuclear weapon within a year in Iran, it's Brother Quayle, you know, we know they launched them in 97. They launched the rockets and exploded one in 97. Well, they've also had for years, I reported from 2004 on, 2004 onward, and was screaming at the top of my lungs for the people to get the doggone carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf, because the Iranians had 110 Super Sunburn missiles and 100 Exocet missiles, and that they also had at least 42 nuclear weapons at the time. So they could take those and dead duck, you know, 2-3 carrier groups in the middle of the Persian Gulf in the Straits of Hormuz, all right, and interdict all oil because it would be radioactive and hot with all the wreckage of the U.S. carrier groups. And then what do you do? And now Red China Joe got out of Bagram Easy so that the Red Chinese can take that over whole when they come in with their Belt and Road to prop up the Taliban new government that'll be coming in after they, in spite of what Joe Beijing, Red China Joe, says about how the Afghan military, the 300,000, they're the top dogs and they're capable and all of that, can defeat the 75,000 people of the Taliban. Well, the fact of the matter is that a large number of the Afghani armed forces have been turning in their weapons to the Taliban in exchange for forgiveness for them working for the Yankees and the Kabul puppet government. You see what I'm saying? So that is not going to be the case. And then China is going to come on in, and they already basically are mining the lithium for the lithium-ion batteries. Oh, yes, they got the lithium. The Chinese control most of the supply and the mining and supply of almost all of the rare earths on the planet. South Africa has some. There's some in different places. The U.S. has had some in the past, but talking about all the different rare earths and different things, it's just like titanium, you know? In the old days, when we used it, we had to go through three or four different front groups to buy titanium from the Russians in order to put it in the SR-71 Blackbird and in other black projects, okay? Space and aircraft-type projects. We had to buy it from the Russians in order to develop it. This is not going to bode well. And if you notice any kind of thing, I'll tell you, for the last couple of days, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I've used this description before, and if you don't know about it, you don't care about it, you've never heard of it, you don't believe it, well then, I'm going to tell you, you're going to believe it. I've talked to you about satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That means a human being, neurological and physical template would be you, okay? And they can do this. Now, people don't understand this, and they don't say, well, I don't ever heard any of that. I've never seen that on CNN. No, but if you would read the original HARP, High Altitude Auroral Research Project, HARP, H-A-A-R-P, and Dr. Nick Begich, who wrote the original book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, I sat with him years ago in the 90s in a lot of different, what I'd say, Patriot Expos and like the Mid-American Constitution groups that used to meet in and around Kansas City. They would have multiple day events where thousands and thousands of people would come and hear the speakers and all the different things. I've sat there for hours talking to Nick Begich on a couple different occasions, right? And there's all kind of stuff that in discussing with him, and then he went on to do extensive testimony in front of the European Parliament about the capabilities of HARP and other ionospheric or atmospheric heater type systems, okay, and what they can do. And in the original patent and in what Nick Begich talked about, the HARP or other ones like it, doesn't have to be that HARP and Gakona. But in the original patent, it talked about, you know, bouncing signals or RF signals off the ionosphere or heating the ionosphere and then doing a billiard ball bounce and creating some kind of an effect across the planet or across the United States or, you know, wherever. Somewhere else, bouncing it off like a billiard ball shot, you know, a bank shot. And then Dr. Nick said that they could then change the frequency and the pulse of it, and they could then cover like a neighborhood or hit one individual person, narrow beam, or broaden that out and hit a neighborhood or a small region, you see. And then if you do this enough and you keep pulsing it and pulsing it and pulsing it, and you do it enough, then you can generate a wave around the planet, okay? And you can start to turn on things. Now, if you put the other factors involved here, the spike protein jabs, the spike protein is the spike protein that the vaccine is giving you, all right? The ball with the little spikes on it, all right, that you see depicted. And then that then becomes the actual inflammatory agent and what have you. And then it gravitates to the different organs and to the brain and the different organs of your body, the heart, the lungs, kidneys, liver, etc. All right? Into the ovaries, the gonads, the whole bit. It starts to influence that. Now, if you then add in the 5G, 6G, 7G, whatever the G is going to be, you know, and if you add in the extreme HARP activities, and then Brother Quayle found 72 different separate atmospheric heaters, ionospheric heaters, HARP-like devices around the globe that the United States either owned or was in cooperation with the host country in running them. You remember in the past, and I'm going to tell you, my show's always been cumulative, but I mean, we've talked about so much over 17 years, it's hard to make it a new issue every week. But in the past, we've talked about how the Russians, during the Obama administration, the Russians were invited in to run our HARP and to help to target it, the French, British, different people. We had scientists from those countries in here doing it under the auspices of going and moving towards the New World Order, you see. Changing the climates, changing the weather, destroying the crops, destroying the livestock ability. And that's all happening in the West. Can you imagine trying to get good fresh hay when you can't grow anything? You're sitting in Utah and the stuff doesn't grow, or you're sitting in Nevada or Oregon or Washington State or Idaho or Northern California. I mean, there's no hay around. There's nothing around. And then the water is drying up and all of the things. The Great Salt Lake in Utah, there's hardly any water in it. The Klamath River, if you see pictures of the Klamath River, there's like a 3-foot wide trickle down the center of what used to be a vast river. And now when they're damming up, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you're being destroyed. This country is being taken out, but others are as well. What is going on is a Luciferian communistic takeover. It's like different levels of the Luciferian chessboard, right? 5 degrees up and down of evil, and the lie is different at every level of the game, you see. Every peel of the onion, the lie is different. But it's the same lie, because the father of all lies is Lucifer. And he wants to grab your soul. And he wants to burn you in the plasma fire and get off on all of your energy and all of your torment and all of the stuff and an eternal death. Instead of what Lord Jesus wants to do of you, have him to be your savior. Lord Jesus says you'll have everlasting life with me in heaven. If you lose your life on the planet, you're going to be with me in heaven. Now that's a good deal. But I'm telling you, the satellite directed business and all this stuff, and when you fight against, you stand for the Lord Jesus against the evil, against Lucifer and his minions, then they do not like you, and they do things to try to take your radio show off or to make it look like you're a nut. Ooh. And then if you don't know about all this stuff, well, here, read it in the HARP patent. Get Dr. Nick Begich's information off of the Internet with his testimony to the European Parliament about the capabilities of the ionospheric heaters and what they can do and how they can, in a region or a neighborhood or a region or a city or even a little wider area, they can beam, can continually beam stuff and bounce it down onto that area, and they can beam stuff to it, and what can they do? They can cause people to go to sleep or become lethargic. They can excite you up to 800 heights. They can make you aggressive and mean. can change your mind. They can get you to feel a different way. They can put you to sleep or preclude your sleep. They can also dial up the frequencies. Yes, illnesses, diseases have frequencies associated with them at a cellular level. They can dial that stuff up and hit you with it and turn on in your body anything that is there possibly to turn on a disease or a sickness or to create some kind of a problem with your breathing or your heart or your kidneys or your liver. Give you diabetes to do this, that, or the other. I was hit by an energy weapon out of a helicopter hovering at the end of my block a number of years ago. I don't talk about that all the time, but I mean, I'm talking about it now because it's becoming more evident to me what's happening to me, all right? And the fact is that this kind of stuff is real. You can read about it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You can go up and you can look up Scalar Wars, weaponization. Just type in Scalar Wars - weaponization. And here's a question. Are you saying that real energy can be transmitted faster than the speed of light? Yes, but hyperspatially. And then you look up and there's old Bearden talking about it, who gave great stuff. But the fact is, they can hit you with these kind of things. Okay? Here, I'm looking at, I've just had printed articles. I had them sitting right here. When journalist Curtis Waldman filed a Freedom of Information Act request with Washington State Fusion Center, which is partnered with Department of Homeland Security to obtain information about Antifa and white supremacist groups, he got more than the information he was looking for. He also accidentally received a mysterious file on psychoelectric weapons with the label EM effects or electromagnetic effects on the home human body. .zip. The file included the methods of remote mind control, right? And it had pictures of the human body and what things they could hit. Psychoelectronic weapon effects. They talk about the cell towers, the 5G towers, the helicopter up above. They talk about the sonic weapons and stuff on the trailer trucks, where they, you know, they're supposedly just hitting you with the stuff that ear blasts in that makes you get out of the way or heats your body up with a microwave. But those are all the kind of things they can do with the satellite, the whole nine yards. And now this was, the title of the article was, and it was off of Boing, Boing.net, and it was in 2018, 4/19/2018, government accidentally sends file on remote mind control methods to a journalist. Okay? There's all kind of information like this. They have the MKUltra. Now, for anybody who saw the History Channel, they have the show The Book of Secrets. And The Book of Secrets with Lance Reddick, the real tall black guy who played in The Wire. He played the lieutenant and then later the major in the TV series The Wire. Well, he has got the show, and they did one this week on last Tuesday night. They did it on mind control and MKUltra. They even went into how Sirhan was probably under a mind control program with hypnosis and killing RFK, or at least being the patsy for the RFK hit. They did not go into the fact that RFK was really killed from a shot with a .38 from behind in the back of his head. That allegedly was done by then, allegedly, a mafia-related security guard named Eugene Thane Cesar, allegedly, while Sirhan was in the front with a 9-shot .22 or whatever. and he got one shot off at Kennedy in the mist, and then the head guy of the Cook, and then Rafer Johnson and Roosevelt Greer and different people started wrestling with him and pounding his gun on the table, and he kept firing into the air and stuff was hitting people. But Bobby Kennedy was hit from behind with the .38, not a .22. And they always never go into that. They always talk about Sirhan, Sirhan. Well, anyway, you have the lady in the polka dot dress. You have the mirrors, the flashing lights. His, well, alleged Rosicrucian self-hypnosis methods, where he looked in the mirror and he had journals saying, RFK must die, RFK must die, his journals. So they went into all of that, but then they went in much, much further. They went into the harp. Dr. Nick Begich was on talking about it. Travis Taylor, Dr. Travis Taylor, the guy who's also on Skinwalker Ranch, he seems to be one of the, like the current, and he has U.S. government clearances and all kind of contracts out of Army Redstone and all kind of stuff, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm telling you that he's seeming to be somebody who appears in the Tesla, the programs about Tesla. All right, and in the research about that on the History Channel and other places, that he seems to pop up and in the UFOs and the ATAP stuff, you know, the ATIP information and the investigation of it. He's in the Skinwalker Ranch. So he seems to be a go-to guy that is connected with the U.S. government and to try to maybe ride herd on it, or perhaps he's just there to try to understand it. But I think his clearances and stuff will tell you that he's much more much more understanding of it all than what he kind of tells you on the TV. That's my opinion, all right? But at the same time, a scientist and interesting to watch. But he is there, and then Begich was on, and they talked about the harp and the ability to control minds, how to do the things. I'm just telling you, all of this was on TV. And you can be real smart, but if you don't see it or hear this information, then you won't know about it, and then you won't believe it. And most people don't believe it because they're not focused on it. A lot of people are sitting there saying, oh boy, you know, I mean, it's, you know, well, that can't exist, da 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 da. The capabilities of the science is much far beyond, and I've tried to bring that to you. Brother Quayle has tried to bring that to you in spades, you know, in terms of really overloading you with all kinds of amount of it. I mean, Steve wrote that book years ago, you know, Weather Wars and other disasters, or, you know, and that book years ago, wrote in the 90s, you know. I mean, Steve is one of the first people I ever heard talk about chemtrails. And that was back on Art Bell years and years and years ago. So, I mean, it's just like Brother Quayle's been onto this stuff. And then through different various ways, I've been onto it as well. And then I'm taking hits from it from the people who don't want the technologies known. Because if they can control you, and it's sitting on the Book of Secrets, History Channel, they're broadcasting and showing you the exact scientific stuff about how they can influence somebody's mind using a satellite or a directed energy type kind of a thing to create them a condition to where they will do stuff. You start hearing voices, perhaps, or you have a telepathic thought, or whatever it is, that you can start to be controlled. Or if we now put together the spike protein stuff, and what is this, graphene oxide, the nanoparticles, the luciferase, they call it luciferase stuff in the vaccines and all of these things, and the components of it, and then how, when after you get the spike, it goes immediately, and then we've seen all the magnetic effects where you can put the magnet on your arm or what have you, and it starts to move in the body. And then that this can be shed, that spike protein from the vaccinated people can be spread. And now they're wanting to tell you that you've got to get mandatorily vaccinated. They're going to come to your door and give you a forced jab. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you know, they're going to get jabbed by other stuff, too. There's other particles of metal, you know. just like that lady in the military said on the Twitter that I just quoted a little while ago. Wendy. So consequently, we have a complete attempt to destroy this country and to take it over, and we are the last bastion. We're the last bastion of freedom on this planet. And once the U.S. would go, then the whole thing goes. They've got the schools wrapped up. They got the president of the United States. That son was given $1.45 billion. You have this president immediately getting out of Bagram and leaving that air base. Should have kept that air base. They could have kept 2,500 troops on Bagram Air Force Base, all right, and had a toehold in there to be able to zap anybody in that whole region if necessary. And they could have resupplied it through the air rather than trucks, you see, through the pass, the Khyber Pass, and all that crap. But a lot of that stuff could have come in the air in the transport planes. So instead, they walked out in the middle of the night and given up, and I understand all of that. But you've been here a long, long time, and if you're not going to take over the lithium-ion mine, but it's beyond the lithium-ion mine, you know what China wants? If you go back to when Afghanistan, they proposed a pipeline that was going to cut through there, all right, and all of that, go through Pakistan and you know, out into the end to supply liquid natural gas and oil into the ships out there in the Indian Ocean and what have you, and put it on the market. And then there was people like Chevron and what was it, allegedly, I believe it was Union 76, and different corporations, Schlumberger, you know, Dark Dove Hunters affiliated company, and Condoleezza Rice with Chevron, and all these different people, the Bushies, and all of that. And back then, when Osama was there, who is, of course, Tim Osman, the CIA boy's name is, Tim Osman, O-S-M-A-N, but really his name is Osama bin Laden, or then they changed it to Usama, which is USA Ma, okay? Well, anyway, the former business partner of George W. Bush in Arbusto Energy in West Texas with his brother Salim bin Laden, who died in the mysterious plane crash, but then Osama took over the entire family business and the billions of the bin Laden construction company out of Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and all that area. Okay? So you're starting to get this ring around the rosy that old Hawk does from time to time, but it's how you put it together. And now we got the nanoparticles, you got all that. But anyway, in Afghanistan was having that lithium, huge lithium deposits, had, I believe, the second or third largest untapped oil and gas reserves on the planet. They really haven't tapped them there, but they're huge. They also have huge amounts of gold. Huge amounts of gold that could be mined, and other minerals and rare earths that are there that are going to be utilized by Red China now, okay? Because they don't care if you kill your own people or do anything or rip-rap and the other, as long as you take their money and you pay them interest or you let them take over your operations. And then that sits up above with Pakistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the stands, and they sit up above India, which is the natural enemy of Red China, and India are enemies because they're the two largest populated countries on the planet. About 1.5 billion and 1.2 or 3 billion with India, I believe, pretty close. So now they're hitting India with the COVID and different variations of the COVID and all of that. And now they're trying to make sure everybody gets these shots. Now today, Pfizer came out and said, oh, you're going to need a third shot. You're going to need a third shot now. You see, they want to kill you quicker, allegedly, in my opinion and some other doctor's opinions. They want to give you the spike protein jab. And who knows, they might put something new in the third one, you see. But this whole deal of Afghanistan and all that, that's going to basically allow, this president is allowing now Red China just to walk right in, and they could use Bagram Air Force Base, I'm sure, to bring the transports back and forth and their miners and all the stuff, right, to come in and mine the stuff, open up the oil and gas programs, increase the lithium mining, increase the start the gold mining and the other mines and all the things. It's just no kidding. And then all the money that's being borrowed, well, that helps who we borrow, but we basically borrowed from Red China, right? Because all their jobs, when Nixon opened it up, and Heinz Kissinger, all their jobs from here were sent over there, when you could get a coal miner for 25 cents an hour. And do a contract for 20 years at that price. I was back then in the 70s. So anyway, it's developed quite a bit since then. And they now basically are into all the universities. They're into the schools. They're in deep into the politicians. They're in deep into the military. And I'm talking about with money or with blackmail. So this thing has been coming around and coming around and coming around. And now the Russians and the Chinese are together in a lot of things. And then the Russians supply oil and natural gas to Red China. And then the Russians agreed to use the yuan, renminbi. Remember when before Trump came in, we were talking about it. They were getting ready to take out the dollar back then. Now they're going to take out the dollar. Drop the value way down. They're going to put the heat on you. We've already got these huge inflationary spikes ongoing. So they want you with the spike protein. They want you with inflationary spikes. They want you to be able to have scenarios to where you don't have water in about a third of the United States, okay? Southwest, the whole Western country is just depleted of water, man. Severe drought. Most of it by design with the weather weapons. You can go back and read that harp patent. You can read Dr. Nick Megich's first book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. You'll understand. You could have watched the show the other night. All these things, and there's a lot of good people out there that try to tell their brethren or their family or whatever. Probably say, oh, you're full of crap. You're one of them crazy people. And then now since the vaccine, there is like a vaccine phenomenon. It's like everybody is like on the same page. It's like the becoming the Borg. And if you're unvaccinated, well, then you've got to get vaccinated. Up, 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 up. You're one of those, one of these, one of up, up, up. You're those of these's, you know? And you're unsafe. And now they're going to have the government come and try to help you to understand how you're wrong and you've heard rumors. Well, you have, Lee Merritt and Sherry Tenpenny, and you got Barodi, you got all these different kind of doctors that are extremely brilliant that are telling you, you got the former heads of Pfizer in different places telling you what's in the stuff, and it's bad for you, and it's no good, it's experimental. You have the guys who, the guy who originally developed using mRNA as a messenger, okay, to change your DNA structure with that. He found out about that, but now that they're doing it, he doesn't like what they're doing because it's evil, all right? They're trying to change your DNA, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to create a scenario to where the 5G or the radio frequency weapons can then control you much more easily, or can turn stuff on and off in your body, either to kill you or to enhance your ability, if you're willing to work for them, you see. Well, anyway, the last couple of days I've had severe health problems, and I can tell you I feel a little better today because I've done certain things. I've had some prayer that's been said for me. Well, anyway, it's in heart. And and respiratory and all that kind of stuff. And I slept a lot to try to combat that. And, of course, I've taken all the different items. I'm hearing from a lot of people out there. There's all kind of stuff, inflamed hearts. You've got the all kind of wild new things, like all kind of summer colds, so to speak, or sinus infections and all these different things. It's like the cold season is now in the summer. But I think it's part of these variants, these stupid variants that they're saying happened mysteriously, the whole thing is a mutagenic virus, bioweapon. It mutates. But also there are different strains they introduce or can introduce at will, if no other way else but through the Mexican border, where thousands come a day and the Border Patrol is supposed to keep them out. Instead, they rescue them and then feed the kids and take care of them and all of that and bring them on in. And isn't it interesting that when asked, when Biden was asked, well, why can't you bring those Afghan translators over now and speed up the process, bring them to the United States and then speed up the process of getting their visas, just like it is for the people who are coming across the southern border? He said, well, we can handle that by taking them to a third country. They're taking them, I believe, either to Tajikistan or Kazakhstan, and then they're going to process them there, allegedly, okay? Meanwhile, the same Taliban, the same Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and all the Islamic terror groups are just as prevalent and able to operate in those countries as well. They will then find them when they come over here, and then they'll get them over here. When the Tlaib's crew might go through the rounds with them, you know? This thing is about put a fork in and it's done. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you that the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus, you see. And if you're to repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he'll start to wash you clean. He'll come into your heart and he'll start to change you and make you better and help you and to remove the residue and the effects that evil has had upon you and assist you with health problems. Although certain things are far gone. And the fact is that there's so many people in trouble that it's hard to pull it all off, you see. And then once you get too far gone, then the best thing that you can have, and I say this tonight because there are certain people who are in deep trouble. Brother James is still got some problems. He's in the hospital. Brother James, the key and the strength of the Lord Jesus is the key for you. And whether or not he fully restores you to health, whether or not he gives you medical miracles, or if he decides to call you to heaven, then make sure that you're right with Lord Jesus, whether it be James or anybody else. Renew your relationship with the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, help me. I need your assistance. Lord, I pray that you would come into my heart and be my Savior. That here's what I've done. I'm a sinner. Lord, I hope that you can wash my sins away and then come into my heart and to protect me against evil. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have good praise reports and progress reports out of the Mars Hill. Had for a good operation is in the rehab game now. The person who got tumbled down the hill, and Carolina's, the hills are high. He tumbled down the hill. He was able to drag himself back up. And there was nobody else in the house. Family was traveling, et cetera, in a different area. And he was able to drag himself up and get to the hospital. Couldn't use the legs. And now he's had an operation. He's on the bed and recovering. May Lord Jesus touch you, brother, who is the head of the Mars Hill gang, and touch you and to restore you back to health. provide your medical miracles. Ladies and gentlemen, I could use your help with respect to that on me. And that's no joke, and without belaboring the point. I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game, swinging at the Lucy shins and the head with the ball bats, popping them with the Louisville Slugger, going after him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we got to stand up against evil. We got to stand and protect our families. And the whole world now, it's no longer the majority rules, you see, because a large number of the people, it's half and half, where we have let them to train our children for all these years and to produce all this crap. I saw it back a number of years ago when I said, oh, have you guys taken nephews? Have you taken the Constitution test? No, we read the Constitution one time, but we didn't have to take a test on it. And I can remember in 4, 5, 6 different grades we had to take tests on that, learn the Constitution, the different things in it. But he said, we do know about the United Nations Charter. We studied that really a lot. And this was in a social studies class, you see. So I started seeing this years back. But now I'm telling you, you want to keep bullhawking the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, because I got to keep in this game, because I'm trying to be obedient to the Lord Jesus to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant about what is to come and how to prepare. We sent the Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, gold, a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So I haven't been real descriptive of the symptoms other than to say cardiovascular type things, and bad diabetes things, even though I keep strict journals and have been strict in all of it, and have insulin and all the different things. I've tried the natural remedies, so don't send me something like that, because I've tried to do a lot of this stuff. I was nailed with a directed energy weapon from a helicopter hovering about 100 feet in the air, 50 yards up the street. I was in the front yard, and the Lord Jesus told me to run to the garage, and I did. And they zapped me on the right side, hit the liver and the pancreas and all of it. Since then, I've had the trouble. Believe it, or believe it not. Don't go into there loose, spirit, nights out of fight. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord protect you against all evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology.